without ID checks.
Well, the murderer of my child was able to find these, or buy these. He was actually selling them further on for profit. And he admitted that openly in a court. Now, he was making that his own business.
Vladimir Putin says he's been told by Donald Trump that Ukraine will take part in peace talks. It comes as Volodymyr Zelensky's accused the US president of living in a disinformation space after Mr. Trump suggested Ukraine is to blame for the war. A major incident has been declared in Surrey after two sinkholes opened up in Godston. Water supplies and power have now been restored to some homes in the area. And a British journalist has been reported missing in Brazil. 32-year-old Charlotte Pete hasn't been heard from for more than 10 days. Her father says his daughter flew to Sao Paulo without telling her family, which isn't normal for her.
Sport.
Manchester City face a huge night in Spain as they aim to avoid an early exit from the Champions League. They trail 3-2 at the halfway stage of their playoff second leg away at Holders Real Madrid. It's come out. It cost Manchester United £14.5 million to sack former manager Erik ten Hag and his staff. The figures were revealed in the club's latest quarterly results, which show a profit of £3.1 million. And Leicester's Premier League winning midfielder Andy King has rejoined the club as part of Ruud van Nistelrooy's coaching team.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price with eBay Assured Fit.
Some rain overnight, a low of 2 degrees, wet and windy tomorrow, but feeling milder with highs reaching 14. From Global's newsroom, for Radio X, you're Johnny Vaughan.
And you're Sunter Templeton.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan.
Thank you, Santa. I am Johnny Vaughan. This is the 4 till 7 thing. Izzy saw Snow Patrol last night in Cardiff with my beautiful other half, Emma. Even the drunken wailing of those nearby didn't spoil a great gig. That's Alan in Supermare, Western Supermare. Presumably he was too near the stage. Oh, you see what I did? Because he was talking about people in the crowd, but I made it sound like it was the band. But of course, it's just so much fun already. Uh-huh. You know, you get the tone of the show. It's irreverent, but knowing.
Also, I'm Gavin Woods.
All right, Gav. Also, Gav Woods is here. Harry's here. Vinny's here. Izzy was here. Hi, Izzy. Marge and I just bought our first home together after 10 years. It's a caravan, but it's ours. Of course it is, Alan. You enjoy it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is 4 till 7 thing now on Radio X. Thank you, Izzy, for a tremendous afternoon show. Here's what's happening in your first hour. A misread headline. This is item one. I misread a headline, and it caused a furore in the office. One of the most... I mean, it's just such a... little discussion point, but my God, it escalated. Mm. When people just literally, two people walked out going, don't be ridiculous.
Wow.
And they sulked off to the kitchen to pretend to make tea when I know, because they agree with each other. They were talking about why they agree with each other. Like right wingers in those chat groups. plus, how do you destroy a cliff? Not Richard, I mean,
no.
Physical. Well, okay. He is physical, I guess. Sadly. And the Woodman has a man from Woking drumming up, I would say, tearful memories in his heroic little slot, really producing some nostalgia in a big old musical wormhole last night. Anyway, this is Fat Lip. It's Sum 41. Ladies and gentlemen, relax back. I got this. We'll take it from here. Go on.
Start your engine!
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
let you know when. Don't count on me, I'll do it again.
Johnny Vaughan,
Radio X.
Punctured bicycle on a hillside desolate. Will nature make a man of me, yeah? When in this charming car, complexity when the leather runs smooth on the passenger seat. I would go out tonight, but I haven't got a stitch to wear. This man said it's crucial that someone so handsome should care. Ah! A jumped up country boy. I would go out tonight, but I haven't got a stitch to wear. This man said it's crucial that someone so handsome should care.
Smith, this charming man right here on Radio X. I'm Johnny Vaughan. This is the 4 till 7 thing. Loads of you already guessed, the Woodman will be conducting a full tribute to the late, great
Rick Butler
of the Jam. He passed away. We heard the news yesterday, which is weird because we were talking about the Jam during one of the records.
Yeah.
We were arguing about Pretty Green.
Mm.
But, which I think is one of his best drum things. Anyway, Gav will be giving a full tribute to him a bit later. Well, in about 40 minutes.
Yeah.
35 minutes. I mean, you can't reset your watch by it, but he'll be doing it.
Sure.
Later in the show.
It's going to happen.
I'm really looking forward to it, Gav.
Oh, so am I.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I was just reading the newspapers, and there's a whole page in the Times today, which is one of the bits the LBC, the news department, have actually left me.
Okay,
they have
yeah.
no interest in this, which is...
Right.
Basically, if the serious news stations have got no interest in it, then I get that for a late... And also, none of the breakfast shows have stolen it.
Yeah, yeah.
then I get a late trawl.
Right.
What we get are the scraps.
Mm.
Which, considering there's about 60 stations here.
I know. It's tailings.
Yeah.
It's leaving.
Yeah, yeah, but I like that. It gives me, you know, delayed gratification. Anyway, so TARDIS sound archive materialises online. The sounds of keys being scraped, rulers being twanged. So all the sound effects have been found.
Okay, yeah.
For the Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Including, of course, Delia Derbyshire, the woman behind Doctor Who's theme tune. Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
In the BBC Radiophonic Workshop in 1970. What I love about this, incidentally, is the bass line. Not of this one. Yeah, this isn't original. This is
it. Yeah, yeah.
It's really sad.
It is.
But the original one was... Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
There's only one better, more basic bass line to that.
Mm.
Again, there's the same thing, Harry, just don't bother.
Yeah.
Either get it right or get on a train. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen.
Go on.
The Pac-Man theme tune was also really good.
I can't remember how.
No, just
went.
Had a really good bass line.
Yeah, okay, go on, yeah.
And the texting is not going to be about favourite bass lines from computer or sci-fi. But it's this. On this Doctor Who page that I got quite excited about.
Yeah.
I just saw this headline and I misread it.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it said, win a Dalek. As Doctor Who is set to bow out.
Oh, my God.
So Doctor's become incredibly woke.
Yeah.
And weirdly, Disney,
right,
who have got the worldwide streaming, they didn't even show up for the latest Doctor Who convention in America, which, considering how much they've spent on it,
yeah,
is quite extraordinary. Mm. But Doctor Who's... They spent $100 million on it.
Wow.
For the distribution rights worldwide.
Wow.
You don't think this is a real earner for the BBC?
Yeah.
No, 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 no.
Oh.
Oh, no, no.
Okay.
No. We'll give the people what they want.
Sure.
They want a space-travelling woke show.
Sure.
Is what they want. I'm not making a comment, but that's you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so it says, win for... And I thought it said, win a Dalek. It
right.
actually says, win for the Dalek. But I thought to myself, and this is what started the riot in the office.
Mm.
It wasn't about the best Doctor Who. It wasn't about, as we were listening, the best Doctor Who theme.
Those are all.
It wasn't about your favourite baddie favourite side. It was simply this. Which one would you win? What would you like to win? But if you won a Dalek, useless.
You're pretty useless, yeah.
Yes.
Especially if you've got stairs.
Well, you just use it just to have say, hey, look, here's my Dalek, and it just comes like this.
Yeah, yeah. I've had a Dalek once.
Did you?
Yeah, I've been inside a Dalek.
No, but I know you've had a Dalek.
It was there. It was at my house for a week.
No, but this is
from a prop house. It was
really?
A real original Dalek from the Doctor Who series.
Wow, what was that like?
It was brilliant. I sat in it.
Why have you never told me this?
I have told you a million times, but I sat in it on my front.
You've never told me.
Yes,
this.
I've told you loads.
You've
of times.
Never told me this.
My brother worked on a film shoot that had one.
I know, but you never told me you had a Dalek.
And
for a
I
week.
Sat inside it. It was on my front drive, my parents' house, and as commuters walked past, I would just suddenly move it.
Did you?
Yeah, and it freaked a few of them out.
Gavin, I've got a really good memory.
Sure, you do, yeah.
You haven't.
Uh-huh.
You telling me you've told me you used to sit in a Dalek and wait for traffic to go past. You have never mentioned it. Of course I would remember it. Don't bluff it.
Go
anyway,
on.
It got us debating in the office.
Mm.
Did you really used to sit in a Dalek?
Yes, I sat in a Dalek. It was at my house for about 3 days. It was amazing. It was so funny.
Mum, why do you call me?
I know, well, you know.
No, but you know,
I don't know how long it would
be. We'd have come for miles for that. You know, Gav's got a Dalek. Anyway.
Yeah, go on.
If you could have any screen robot Dalek, you know, cyborg.
Machine. Humanoidish.
From another
or
world.
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And it can only be Matt. It's got to be no bigger than you. See, I think personally, in my debate, that it would be quite funny having C-3PO. No, only because...
It would be annoying.
Yes! You turn up and you go, Jonathan, I really think it's time you should be going home. You've had far too much to drink. And your friends are going, why don't bring C-3PO? You go, no, he's going to come along, he's driving home.
It's a real buzzkill.
Jonathan, I think...
Shall I call
all your friends? Really stop drinking. Shall I call an Uber? It'd just
brilliant.
Be so annoying.
Really
right?
Annoying.
Really annoying. But 83936, what, you can have any? It can't. Don't start saying huge ones.
No.
But you can have any. Sunta will join the debate next. Here's Sam Fender.
The watch on the way back home. Envious of the glimmer of hope. Gives me a break from feeling alone. Gives me a moment out of the evil. Used to feel so invincible. I used to feel it was a world worth dreaming of. Back in the gasworks, screaming the song.
club, and the beauty of youth, it left my breaking heart. But it wasn't hard to love someone. Oh, I stayed all day till he left his life. That's just love.
People watching on Radio X, I'm Johnny Vaughan. This is the 4 till 7 thing. So it's a page of Doctor Who action. I misread one of the headlines in the corner. It actually says, win for Daleks as Doctor set to bow out. In fact, I thought it said win a Dalek.
Oh.
And it'd be quite, obviously, it'd be useless and offensive. Vaughan is going to turn up with his Dalek.
Oh,
and it was
no.
A real Dalek.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, he's disabled the extermination thing, but, you know. And it just came in. It's like a sort of quite Tourette-ish without being insulting, but just something that just goes, exterminate!
Yeah.
Especially if it was like a badly behaved Dalek.
Yes.
Like some dogs can be unruly.
Yes, right.
You know, yeah, if it was just a bit like, no, don't put it near his...
No, don't, because he'll exterminate everyone.
Yeah.
He will exterminate everyone. Yeah. He'll start with the kids, he'll do everything.
Yeah, don't do that.
So honestly, don't. And he'll definitely exterminate all dogs, so you want to get those out of the house.
Mm.
Gav's coming round with his Dalek. Then we learnt that Gav has been inside a Dalek.
Crazy.
I know.
I cannot believe it still, but it's true.
Gav, I can't believe it.
Like a proper full-size prop doll.
Yeah. A real one.
An actual one.
Tell what you used to do when people were coming out of the States.
So my brother had it in a van from a shoot he was involved in.
Okay.
They used it for an advert or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so I noticed when it was being loaded in that a lot of the commuters, my house was right near a station, and as the commuters walked past, they were all really staring at it. So I got it on its own and got rid of the cars and just sat inside it.
Could you move it around?
Yes,
you could. You could move the top. You could swivel the top around. And so I waited. No, there was no noise.
There's no noises.
I was waiting
for
each
wave
of commuters to walk past the house, and as they came, I'd wait till they looked, and then I'd move it along with them. It freaked a few of them out.
Yeah, it's like a candid camera shot.
And because it was a real one,
that
you could see their... They believed it.
It's like Gav likes doing hidden camera stunts, but without any cameras.
No cameras.
Nothing.
Brilliant.
Just for his own...
Pre-TikTok.
Yes, pre-TikTok.
God, it was
just
funny.
For his own satisfaction.
I was really laughing in the Dalek.
Anyway, loads of you texting in to say what... in a second, we'll be asking your... I've gone for C-3PO, just because I think it'd be so funny. People going, don't bring C-3PO, it's just annoying.
Really annoying, yeah.
Jonathan, I really think it's time we should be going home.
Most irritating.
Have you called an Uber?
Yeah.
Are you sure you should be pouring that out?
Yes. And, yes,
was this
exactly.
Like, so we own it as like a...
Yes. Yeah, you've won it.
I know what I'm choosing.
Exactly right.
BB-8.
Okay.
Oh, BB-8.
BB-8, nice.
So that's
nice.
A kind of, yeah, it's an R2, but it's the ball. The ball
yeah, one. It's yeah. so cool.
Yeah, like that. That stairs are no problem for
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Sunta's going to take us to a different level with this. I think she's going to start doing, like, house droids from a certain
she won't beat mine.
On a
she
certain
won't.
Planet in Star Wars we don't even know about. It was in, for about 5 minutes in one episode, it was a house droid of Boba Fett. And of course, yeah. Anyway, 83936, keep your pet... I guess cyborg?
Yeah.
Borg?
Droids? Droid? Yeah. Is this the droid you're looking
for? These aren't the droids you're looking for. Hey.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan. Radio X.
You're planning a new bathroom, driveway, whole house rewiring, delete is appropriate, and you want it to be bang on, perfection, all that in a bag of chips, also delete is appropriate. You need the trusted trader professionals. Head to TrustedTrader.com and find reputable, reviewed tradespeople in your area who've all passed the Trusted Trader 15-point assessment. The cat's pyjamas. When it matters, Trusted Trader. TrustedTrader.com.
Take my money.
Let the ceremony of succulence commence. The KFC Kentucky Original Wrap for $2.49. Visualize the wrap. Order the wrap. Eat the wrap. Get the deal. Believe in chicken.
KFC.
Until 16th of March, subject to availability. Participating restaurants only. Not available on delivery. See website for full T's and C's.
That's it. We need a bigger car.
Smart speaker, what's the best family SUV?
The Tucson has been named Auto Express Best Midsize SUV.
Oh, they're nice. Loads of space.
Smart speaker, search offers on a Hyundai Tucson.
The new Tucson comes with 2 years 0% APR. And it's Hyundai, by the way.
Discover the new Hyundai Tucson Hybrid. It's the dawn of a new Hyundai. Ends 31st of March, 25% deposit. Finance subject to status. Hyundai UK is a credit broker, not a lender. Terms apply.
Calling all black cab drivers. Let's talk about those quieter times when your meter is taking a little nap. Why not consider Uber? We can give your meter a wake-up call. Join over 500 black cab drivers already on Uber. Black cabs on Uber are priced by your meter, and the service fee will be no more than 5% for the whole year. Plus, you'll receive £400 when you sign up and take 5 trips. Turn downtime into prime time. Go to uber.com/blackcabs to start earning today. 5% service fee ends end of 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
Great value speaks for itself. Just ask our customers.
If somebody said to me that they wouldn't use Ocado because it was expensive, I would say to them, have you even tried?
Ocado match your shop on thousands of products to Tesco.com.
Mum thinks that Ocado do that especially for her, so I had to tell her they do that for everybody. That's
oh,
just
shut
that's
her
not
dreams.
Just you, Mum.
Max £10 voucher for difference on like-for-like shop excludes marketplace. Geographical and other restrictions apply. Minimum spend and delivery fees apply. Full terms at ocado.com/price promise.
Radio X.
Kick off with the Chris Moyles Show tomorrow morning from 6:30.
Hi, Johnny Vaughan. Chris Moyles here. Johnny Vaughan. Gavin the Woodman Woods. Santa. Dr. Templeton. Johnny! Gavin! Santa! Yeah, you're probably right. We should give it a break. This morning on the Chris Moyles Show, we have the one and only Ralph Little and Will Mellor. But tomorrow morning, they're not on the show. So tune in.
Check the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
You might want to step back from your speaker or remove your headphones.
Yes! I just can't believe it.
Mark's found out he's won £11.4 million on Lotto.
This is just... You know what? I've got tears in my eyes.
Yep, that's £11.4 million. Lotto, will you be the next millionaire? The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Go ahead and tell me you got all you want. Fiverr says you're wrong, and I suppose you've come down to help me move things along. And we lapped it up and we're wise enough to know how it goes. Forgive me, honey. We're wise enough to know that you feel. And I suppose you've come down to help me add some to the real, why we laughed it up, when we're wise enough, who knows? How it goes, forgive me, honey.
And the Bottlemen, Long Shot, right here on Radio X. So, there's a page of Doctor Who news. That's the base. No, it's not. It's the wrong one again.
No, it's not.
Sorry, every time I look at Harry, I think he's going to get it right this
time.
You
just need the original. If you type original into the search,
just
you'll find it.
No, no, because that's really tinny. Anyway.
Yeah, go on.
Stereophonics. Sorry. Anyway, I've just looked at this page in the Times. The BBC Radiophonic Workshop samples and noises. They've got all that. They've got how the Disney are pulling out of this thing, they suspect,
yeah.
Doctor Who. And then right up in the corner, something they probably didn't expect I would see.
Mm-hmm.
In the corner of my eye, I thought, Wynn and Dalek. But it says no. Wynn for the Daleks, because Doctor Who might bow out
right.
if Disney don't get involved.
In which case,
yeah.
they have finally won their long-running
right.
battle.
And it made me think how much I'd love a Dalek. Turns out Gavin, the Woodman Woods, has had a Dalek for 3 days.
Mm. I made full use of it.
Yeah, but we're talking... Well, you didn't. You just freaked commuters out.
Exactly.
Yeah. Children.
What else is there?
Yeah, what else? You're absolutely right. Well, you didn't exterminate anyone.
No,
although
didn't.
Very funny to take out in the back and turn on foxes. Literally... Or turn up as pest control and literally exterminate rats.
It'd be so funny if you're a pest controller with a van and you unrolled a Dalek out the back of your van.
Rat to kill it came out. And literally was going, exterminate! Exterminate! Anyway,
go on.
And I was thinking about what I'd most like if I could have any of these.
What robo companion?
What
you'd
robo
like.
Companion I'd like? Thanks, Gab. In fact, someone on here said they would have K9 from Doctor Who. Useless. but I think of everything apart from C-3PO, which should just be really annoying.
Yeah. Really annoying.
I think your friend should moderate their language a little bit, Mr. Fon.
Yeah.
just be so annoying. But then I thought. Maybe I'd have a Terminator, not a Terminator, a Transformer.
Sure.
Okay.
As a pet. And then and I could have it as a lawnmower and then a hedge trimmer and then it come in and be a Hoover. And it could just literally, I could use
just
it for
keep going, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, turn into like a taxi when you're out.
Just motorbike, come on, going.
Yeah.
Taxi, whatever. But it only has that, it couldn't get bigger than me, but it could be any of those, bicycle, could be any of those things. Mm. And that'd be cool.
Very cool.
Sure. Gav, what are you going for?
I'm going with an Ed 209 from Robocop, but obviously not with machine guns because he's a loose cannon. He's the one who says, you have 20 seconds to comply.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'd have him with power washers so he could sort the drive out.
Yeah, no, is he the one that goes ape and just kills?
Yeah, he's got the big two huge machine guns.
You want a sort of edgy one that could... Yeah, it just
it's kind of violent, that one.
Yeah, it is, but man, what a pet.
Yeah, no one lives in South London like one of those.
No pit bull's going to worry you then.
Just to chaperone you on a night out. Harry, what are you going for?
I quite like the Cybermen. I think...
Yeah, they are terrifying.
You take a Cyberman out with you.
Especially what the 60s one. Yeah, yeah.
What can they do?
What, like as a wingman?
Yeah. The 60s ones couldn't really do... What could they do?
I can't remember. What could they do?
83936. What did the Cybermen do?
I think they had laser eyes, didn't they?
Laser eyes, yes.
And they're scary and tough. Yeah, like, they're probably the most formidable of Doctor Who...
But they always look quite head-buttable with those handles. that's what I worry about. Certainly for a night out in Glasgow, it'd be too tempting. They never went to Glasgow, did they? Ever. Hi, Johnny. The robot I'd have be Tweaky from Buck Rogers, as I'd have the only robot in history to have a bob haircut.
Beady, beady, beady. He's the one that made that noise.
Oh, yes, I had beady, a bob.
And he had a bob. A metal bob.
Yeah, yeah. what have you seen? Sons, just one.
Defo, that robot from Lost in Space. It had real sass and used to mug off Dr. Smith all the time. That's James Waters in Tunbridge Wells.
Nice. What are you going to have, Gav?
I would have canine, says... there's no name. That's he just canine. Says, I'm not allowed dogs in my house. Could I have a canine?
No, it's just useless. Yeah. It's on wheels.
Yeah.
It was just a box, metal box with a head. And its eyes used to light up when it was talking, didn't it, or something? It had like a...
My son had a canine, a little radio control one that broke.
Did it?
So I mounted it on my radio control car. It did about 40 miles and it was the fastest canine in history.
Awesome.
83936, please keep those coming in. This is the Stereophonics. There's always going to be something. Surprising amount of people have gone for canine. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. It took me years to even realise that she's... Oh, I get it.
K9. Oh, my goodness.
I know. Sad.
Yesterday is doing fine, not too much on my mind. Dragging my feet in the sand, looking out at the sea. Today my mind's not right, got the weight of the world on fire. I'm burning my energy, I'm bringing me to my knees. In this 21st century, to help this sinner please. This is only one part of me, yeah. Cause there's always gonna be something. So what's it gonna be today? Yeah, there's always gonna be something. So what's it gonna be today? Being a tongue of silence, whispering just to remind us. Imposter cries, be the thief. Stop stealing pain for yourself. I leave nothing for death and bones, and the solitude just for jokes. Igniting my energy, I'm bringing me to my knees. In this 21st century, so help this sinner please. This is only one part of me, yeah. Cause there's always gonna be something. So what's it gonna be today? Yeah, there's always gonna be something.
Vaughan's not over yet, right here on Radio X. I'm Johnny Vaughan. Welcome to the 4 till 7 thing. It is 4:40, absolutely smack on. I misread a headline on a page of Doctor Who news about the archives, about how it could all be over for the show because it looks like Disney are losing interest. But above all, win a Dalek.
Win a Dalek.
No, it didn't actually say that. I misread it. It's right at the corner of the page. Win for the Daleks, because Doctor, it could all be over. Anyway.
Yeah, I think that's the original.
That's the original. Top of the base. Okay, that's enough, Gavin. Anyway, otherwise we'll be here all day, just you and I. Two men just going. Anyway, which is really good.
Great radio.
No, but if you've had a few drinks, yeah, and one of you goes. Great drinking games.
Oh, be brilliant.
Oh, it's those two again. Anyway, but I can do that with my Dalek if I won the Dalek. We go to the pub and I go, God, hit it. Yeah. The Dalek could do it. Probably do the bass line going. Anyway, we're asking you what you would like from the world, from the screen, small or large. What is your cyber partner?
There's a beauty here from Dave in Kent. He'd have the robot from Rocky IV.
You mean Drago?
Yeah. Yeah,
no, don't you remember? He's got that sort of cleaning robot.
Oh, yes, he's got a cleaning robot. Yes, really crap, really crap. A lot of people have said Metal Mickey, which is just rubbish.
Oh, you know, man, yeah,
the thing
yeah
is, you want something that's more useful than a human.
Yeah. Definitely.
You know, ideally, not really useless. Russell's, like a Dalek.
Russell's got a beauty here. He'd have the Yul Brynner android from Westworld.
That's really good.
Which is a great shout. That's yeah, a
again,
terrifying
goes
car
wrong as well, though. Yeah, in, well, it does, in the yeah. Yes, goes wrong. Go yeah on, what are you going to have?
Brian, the visual technician from Somerset, says, "Hiya, Johnny Love. Would definitely have to be a life-size Johnny Five. He's alive."
Yes.
From Short Circuit.
Do you know what the trouble is as well, Gab, with that Westworld suggestion?
Yeah.
Is that I watched The Magnificent Seven a few weeks back. Yeah,
and you well, can't. Brenner,
no, but you can't, but they should have at least changed the outfit. Because now you're thinking, yeah, but he's a robot, right? No, but it is confusing for kids.
He's almost in exactly the same outfit.
Who think Magnificent Seven is like Westworld 2.
Oh, you know, man.
This time there's seven of them.
I never thought of that, yeah.
Yeah, no, but it's just odd. They should have changed the outfit. Well, it's like if they did the same in Clint Eastwood and then you watched Fistful of Dollars or something afterwards. Gav's got a hero next. Stay with us.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X. You take such pride in your work. You check every teensy detail. You always clear up after yourself. And you leave each customer as happy as a clam. You do all this because it matters. It also matters to trust a trader, where millions of people go to find top-notch tradespeople just like you. So if you're ready to build your business even further, apply to join the Trust a Trader professionals. When it matters,
trusttrader.com. That's it. We need a bigger car.
Smart speaker, what's the best family SUV?
The Tucson has been named Auto Express Best Midsize SUV.
Oh, they're nice. Loads of space.
Smart speaker, search offers on a Hyundai Tucson.
The new Tucson comes with 2 years 0% APR. And it's Hyundai, by the way.
Discover the new Hyundai Tucson Hybrid. It's the dawn of a new Hyundai. Ends 31st of March, 25% deposit. Finance subject to status. Hyundai UK is a credit broker, not a lender. Terms apply.
With over 50 years experience at Fidelity, we believe there's a difference between investing and being invested. Investing is having access to guidance, tools and expert insights. Being invested means feeling confident about your future. Investing is choosing from a wealth of investment options. Being invested means focusing on your long-term goals. For ISAs, pensions or advice, be truly invested with Fidelity. Go to fidelity.co.uk. Your capital is at risk. Terms apply.
Calling all roadrunners, pedal pushers, splash makers and thrill seekers. Take on the challenge and get moving for people affected by breast cancer. This year, tick off a bucket list goal, hit a personal best, or discover a new hobby at an event for Breast Cancer Now. The money you raise will help fund our life-changing research and support. Sign up now and we'll support you with everything you need. Search Breast Cancer Now fundraising events.
In the beautiful chaos of parenthood, balance is everything. And finding it can be tricky. It's different for everyone. But you can find childcare support that fits your family with Childcare Choices, giving your child a great start. and you the choices you need. See how childcare support could help you juggle family life. Search childcare choices.
I've got a new Samsung Galaxy Tab S10 Ultra and a nice tan. I saw this gorgeous beach on my socials, just drew a circle round it with my finger and circled to search with Google Help Me Find It. Now I'm here. Circle to sunbathe. Buy a Galaxy Tab S10 Ultra from Samsung.com by the 31st of March and get an AI book cover keyboard for your new tablet. Keyboard automatically added to basket. Colour may vary, requires network connection, results may vary.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
I'm up a bit on a string, Tracy Island, time travelling diamond, could a chic heartache come to find you, for in some velvet morning, years too late, she's a silver lining, Lone Ranger riding through an open space, in my mind, when she's not right there beside me, I go crazy, cause here is where I wanna be, and satisfaction feels like a distant memory. And I can't help myself, all I wanna hear is, are you mine? Well, are you mine? Are you mine? Are you mine? All right. I guess what I'm trying to say is I need the deep end, keep imagining meeting, wished away entire lifetimes unfair, we're not somewhere misbehaving for days, great escape, lost track of time and space, she's a silver lining climbing on my desire, and I go crazy cause here isn't where I wanna be, and satisfaction feels like a distant memory, and I can't help myself, all I wanna hear her say is, are you mine? Well, are you mine? Ways. So in case I'm mistaken, I just wanna hear you say you got me, baby, are you mine? She's a silver lining, Lone Ranger riding through an open space. In my mind, when she's not right there beside me, I go crazy, cause here is where I wanna be. And satisfaction feels like a distant memory. And I can't help myself, all I wanna hear is, are you mine? Well, are you mine?
Are you mine? Do you know what it is? It's always amazing because we all have our headphones on and we sing along to records in here. But sometimes if you take your headphones off, it's amazing that everyone's singing different bits of the song. Just then, all I caught was Vinny just looking at his script and he just went, all right. So he joined in with it. Yeah, but there you go. That's what happens when you play such great tunes that have got so much to them and it's so complex and there's so much to enjoy. In fact, case in point, Gav's hero. Talk about so much to enjoy from so little. Hey, Gav celebrates the life of one of the most exciting drummers I've ever seen.
in one of the most exciting bands ever.
I've ever seen. Yeah, they were amazing.
Okay, so yes, we're talking about Rick Buckler today, Johnny. He was born in December 1955 in Woking in Surrey. While at Shearwater Secondary School, he and two other pupils, after a bit of different member changes here and there, formed a trio called The Jam, with some guy called Paul Weller and another guy called Bruce Foxton, who later went on to form Foxton's estate agent.
Yes. Imagine if they had.
No, it's just not true,
They became Douglas and Gordon.
They lasted exactly 10 years, 72 to 82.
Weird, those first 5 years are just not even, they don't even exist.
Well, Weller was 14 when they started.
Yes.
By the time they put their first release out in 1977, he was 19.
What's their first release?
Rick was 22. Their first release was this, It's In the City.
It's their rhythm section.
It's quite clashy.
It really is. This and is they like went, White Man in Hammersmith Ballet, but almost the same tune. I mean, intro.
So even though Weller was obviously into his mod phase already by then, they did get taken out on tour by The Clash on the White Riot Tour in that year, 1977.
Yeah, because just say something really weird. When they appeared in 1977, obviously I was a very, very young kid.
Yeah.
And but I loved this music. It was fantastic because it wasn't what my dad would play.
No.
And what the thing is, I never even knew about mods at the time, but I knew they were trying to emulate an old look.
Yeah.
And like punk was about old rock and roll recycled.
Yeah.
It was a new sort of rock and roll. What you have to think about this is like sort of mod rock.
It was. Well, mod
like,
punk.
Like
yeah,
this
yeah,
punk
yeah, yeah.
rock. This is, which was like a punkification of rock music. This was like a punkification of mod music. It was like punk mod.
Johnny, they
punk
were pogoing
rock.
In the crowd.
Yes,
they
I
were
know,
just
I
like
went.
A punk audience.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So Rick Buckler was a drummer in a trio. Now, there's nowhere to hide if you're a drummer in any band, but if you're in a trio, there really is nowhere to hide.
Yeah.
And they were just fantastic.
It was so tight.
Two amps,
crazy.
Two guitars, two mics, and a drum kit.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Boom.
Also, you listen to their records. Most bands, they play their gigs a little faster.
Yeah.
Than you didn't have to with The Jam.
No.
Because when they're recording an album, that was pretty much the speed they sounded like live.
They certainly waved two fingers to Jeff Lynne.
Absolutely. they became the first band since The Beatles to perform both sides of a single on Top of the Pops.
Yeah.
That was Town Called Malice and Precious. Going Underground obviously followed after that. Straight in at number one. They had four number ones. Start, Beat Surrender, Going Underground and Town Called Malice. They did That's Entertainment. Do you know That's Entertainment and Just Who Is the 5 O'Clock Hero were both hits, but they weren't released here. They were both hits here, but they weren't released here. They were hits just for import sales.
Were they?
From Germany.
Amazing.
That's
I think they had three straight in at number one, Gav. I think they had...
They did, yeah. Three of them were straight in. One of them went in at two and then was number one within a week.
Yeah.
I've got to play a quick clip of Pretty Green because I know it's your favourite.
It's not my favourite, but I love his drumming in it.
Yeah,
I think his drumming... It's just heroic.
It's a pocket full of pretty green. I'm going to put it in a fruit machine. I'm going to put it in a jukebox. It's got to play all the records in a
Here we go.
Parade. I've got a pocket full of pretty green. I'm going to give it to the man behind the counter. He's going to give me food and water. I'm going to read that and look for more.
He had a great touch.
So good.
He reminds me of Top of Heaven from The Clash.
Yeah.
Really good player. Really good.
Gav, my favourite Jam tune, just before, you know, just so that's one of my favourites, but you'd have to say his drumming on Strange Town is incredible because he even changed the tempo. So it's one of the only tunes that has a fight in it.
Fantastic.
Which is the break it up. And there's actually a fight in a record. You know, obviously set to music, they're not really fighting, but and that's all Rick Buckler.
Fantastic.
And that's just drum, bass, and the guitar there.
He looked like he could go as well, didn't he?
He
looked like the other two, the skinny ones, would start a fight and he'd come and finish
it. What he looked like when he used to wear his MA1, which was one of his bomber jackets?
Yeah.
He looked like NATO standard issue drummer number one. And that's what he looked like. Like, he's literally government issued drummer.
Boom. I've got to play a quick clip of them playing live. This is in 1980 at Newcastle City Hall. This is how they sounded live.
Wow. You could hear everything.
Just sound amazing.
I was lucky to see them a few times. They were the sweatiest gigs ever. They're the only gigs I've ever been to where everyone dressed for it. And Rick Butler,
R.I.P.
People used to wear a blazer and then a parka on top, but with ties.
And they start pogoing.
And they start pogoing.
They're sweating
proper,
away.
Used to pride themselves on like a nice suit for it. Whatever happened, Gav. Back then, we weren't a soft soul nation. We had hard souls. Yeah. This is The Jam going underground right here on Radio X. Just monumental. Rick, we'll miss you.
For my say, my life is in a rut. I'm quite happy with what I got. People might say that I should strive for more, but I'm so happy I can see that same things happening here today. A show of strength with your boys' brigade. And I'm so happy and you're so kind. You want more money, of course I don't mind. To buy nuclear tanks for sports on its rhymes. And the public gets what the public wants. But I want nothing, society's got some going down in the ground. But if the fast bass player start to pound, going down the ground. But if the boys all sing, let the boys all shout for tomorrow. Might get some pleasure to hate me. I've got enough already on my plate. People might need some tension to relax me. I'm too busy dodging through the facts. You see, here's what you get. You made your bed, you better lie in it. You choose your leaders and place your trust. As their lies wash you down and their promises rust. The security machines with paper rockets and guns. And the public wants what the public gets. But I don't give what the society wants. I'm going underground. Well, the fast bands play up, we start to pound all the way down the ground. So let the boys all sing, or let the boys all shout for tomorrow. La 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 la, la 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 la. We're talking, I'm talking until my head explodes. I turn on the news and my body explodes. Spain, she found my TV screen. But this boy shout, but this boy scream. Going on the ground.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
We're cracking out the Cuthbert cake here at Aldi.
You can't match this.
To celebrate 4 years as Which Cheapest Supermarket.
You can't match this.
So if you want a slice of everyday amazing value, there's only one supermarket where every price is an Aldi price. Visit aldi.co.uk/awards for more.
Hello, business owner. When you set up your business, your dream wasn't to do accounting admin. That's nobody's dream. Get Monzo Business and let us automate it for you. Integrate everything with Xero, Free Agent and QuickBooks and share your balance and transactions to Google Sheets from our app. That's kind of dreamy. 500,000 businesses bank with us. When will you? Get Monzo Business. Only sole traders or limited company directors in the UK can apply. Integrated accounting is available with Monzo Business Pro for £9 a month. T's and C's apply.
That was the travel. Now the weather. Chris.
Thanks, Sarah. A chance of rain today with low pressure bringing some cloudy patches and some showery spells later in the day.
If an Audi's on your mind, now's the time. With £750 off a new Audi ordered by the 28th of February and delivered by the 30th of June. Start your search at audi.co.uk or visit your local Audi centre.
In the southeast, you'll see sunny spells well into the Audi noon. Afternoon.
Audi. Vorsprung durch Technik. T's and C's apply. £750 discount applied on purchase. Retail customers only.
London. The Lion's Den.
Disney Plus brings you an unmissable new drama, A Thousand Blows.
I need money, fast.
From the creator of Peaky Blinders.
I want to fight him.
Enter the world of illegal boxing in Victorian London.
He'll kill you the first chance he gets.
Starring Stephen Graham.
No one gets the same from me and live. No one.
A Thousand Blows, a new and original series streaming soon, exclusively on Disney Plus from $4.99 a month. 18 plus subscription required. T's and C's apply.
More choice with Starbucks Rewards. Now that's grounds for celebration. Collect 10 stars for every £1 spent. Earn just 130 stars for a signature Americano on us, or 300 for a bite to eat from our selection of bakery favourites. Save up and you can even score merchandise. More choices, faster rewards. Want in? Download the Starbucks UK app today. Subject to availability, participating stores only, 18 plus. Full terms and conditions at starbucks.co.uk/rewards.
In the beautiful chaos of parenthood, balance is everything. And finding it can be tricky. It's different for everyone. But you can find childcare support that fits your family with Childcare Choices, giving your child a great start. And you, the choices you need. See how childcare support could help you juggle family life. Search Childcare Choices.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And right now, save £400 as a family of four with My Jet 2. Imagine a family getaway to Rhodes, Dalaman or Fuerteventura. Staying for as long as you like with flexible durations. All while enjoying award-winning VIP service. Book now from London Stansted with just a £60 deposit per person.